You're listening to SBS News.
Millions of people took a financial hit during the pandemic, but not the richest. Their wealth is increasing by the day as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to fuel a property and stock market boom. That's according to new analysis by aid group Oxfam, showing Australia's billionaires have experienced staggering gains over the past 2 years, at a time when many others have lost their livelihoods. Anthea Spinks is the Director of Programs at Oxfam Australia.
The wealth of 47 Australian billionaires has more than doubled, with an increase of around $205 million a day.
Using data compiled by business magazine Forbes, Oxfam also found the world's 10 richest men, including Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Tesla CEO Elon Musk, saw their collective wealth more than double, shooting up by $1.3 billion a day. They now have six times more wealth than the world's poorest 3 billion people. Ms. Spinks says the need to address the ramifications of inequality, including poverty, have never been more urgent.
Even if they were to lose 99.9% of their wealth, they would still be richer than 99% of the global population. And as that wealth is concentrated more and more in the hands of a few, it is the billions of people around the world who are suffering.
The report says wealth inequality contributes to thousands of deaths each year, many linked to lack of access to healthcare, gender-based violence and hunger. Oxfam is calling for governments, including Australia's, to introduce higher taxes for the rich. It's a move supported by Cassandra Goldie, Chief Executive of the Australian Council of Social Service.
The budget papers make it very clear that if we don't expand our revenue base, we will not be able to deliver the social protection that we need, social security, housing for people who can't afford it, and of course, crucial areas like health and education.
With a federal election looming, some experts say politicians are unlikely to raise taxes now, but should consider other policies that help reduce inequality. Peter Whiteford is professor in the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University.
We do need to spend more money on aged care. What the pandemic has shown is the need for a robust public health care system. These things are going to need more revenue.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.